The Cowboys trailing at the half 14-10 despite dominating the game in the first couple of quarters, but they left it on the lip of the cup several times, and the Patriots were really frustrating Dallas, and they become the first team in NFL history to have 115 yards or more of penalties in a game, be worse than 25% on third down, allow four touchdowns, and still win the game. No one's ever done that before. That says something about this team, that they were able to fight through their own mistakes and sometimes good plays by the opponent and go up against a legendary coach who had some really good ideas about how to play them and somehow get out of there with a W.
Yes, I think the expected happened on both sides. I felt like the same thing when Tampa went up there. Everybody thought Tampa would win the game, but Belichick would make it very difficult on Brady. And I felt like the same thing happened yesterday. We all thought Dallas would win the game, but that Belichick would make it very hard on that Cowboys offense, especially in the red zone, and he did. When you play Belichick, you're just a little off. And the Cowboys were a little off in that first half. Dak's throws were just a little off. We saw a lot of double pumps by Dak. He wasn't sure what he was seeing. There was just... it's what Belichick does to you. You just, it flusters you a bit. It makes you question what you're seeing, like Brady said, you know, in that first quarter. He wasn't sure what he was seeing from Belichick defensively. But in the end, the Patriots just don't have the weaponry that Dallas has. And so Belichick can keep just about every game close, but he's going to have trouble winning these games. Dallas plays that sloppy a game with those penalties and those turnovers against a good team, they lose that game, no question.
Yeah.
You can't win a game like that, the stat you just read. You don't win games like that if you're that bad. And against a good team, they would have gotten burned yesterday, but the Cowboys are so good that they can play that sloppily and still win a game in overtime. There is so much to talk about from this game.
Oh, man.
I thought we'd just start with the fourth quarter and the overtime because there were so many big plays and moments in both of those. So in the fourth quarter, we get the Cowboys up 20-14 after another good drive stalls. 20-14, and you've got either team feeling at this point like they can win the game. Even though it felt like Dallas was dominating, doesn't it feel like that New England could win with one play here or there? Dallas mm-hmm. could lose with one play here or there because Dallas is moving the ball up and down the field and Dak is putting up huge numbers, yet it's still a one-score game.
Yes, and we'd seen so many examples, and we'd have one more in the fourth where it didn't work out for them and they didn't get any points, where the yardage gain did not match up with the points on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more precarious to me than that 6-point lead.
Right.
Like, oh, man. Wish it was 7 or
yep.
wish it was 8, but when it's 6, you just say, oh, it's out there for the taking.
And because they had to settle for field goals a couple of times, it's 20-14. And then New England puts together their best drive of the day. That was an old school football drive. It was mostly running. Stevenson with the touchdown run to put New England up 21-20.
A lot of Harris in that drive.
A lot of Harris, a lot of big plays, a lot of big conversions.
Yeah.
On third down for New England, which, by the way, wasn't that crazy that they went almost to halftime before facing their first third down.
Yeah.
They were up in the game, you know, 14-7, 14-10, and they hadn't even faced a third down. But that drive was, I thought, something we can talk about when we do other segments on the Cowboys defense. I thought that showed that as unstoppable as this Dallas offense is, the Dallas defense, there's still a lot there for the taking because that's not a dynamic offense that just went down the field on them on that drive.
I thought their run defense got exposed on that drive and really throughout the entire day. That Myers catch on 3rd and 9, that was a really good throw
mm-hmm.
By Jones. That was a really good conversion. Yeah, they converted 3 third downs on that drive, but they mainly just kind of smashed it between the tackles.
Yep. And so New England takes a 21-20 lead. I still felt pretty good about Dallas because the offense is unstoppable. But then you get this Dallas drive with some big runs, but then some big calls on Connor Williams. Mm. Dak is almost picked off on that drive. There was just a lot of weirdness on that drive. Dak scrambles to set up the fourth and one. McCarthy opts for the field goal with 2:50 remaining from 51 yards that wasn't even close. Again, this is more of the McCarthy weirdness. I expected him to go for it there.
You can stop the clock four times, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
With the two-minute warning and the timeouts you have, if you don't make it, and you feel, I guess you've, does it change because you've watched all day and you've been stuffed at the goal line? The out here to me is the way this game has been played, that yard now doesn't look like the league average or whatever analytics
right.
tell you. So, okay, maybe. But at the same time, I don't feel great about a 51-yarder,
right.
which almost got blocked.
Right. It wasn't his worst decision. I do get it because the field goal gives you the lead. But it's just the split personality of McCarthy. I thought he would go for it.
Yeah, if you're aggressive, okay, good. Let's go.
Because he's the new aggressive McCarthy, out of the barn, the analytics guy, fourth and one, you always go for it.
I thought that was automatic pretty
right.
much.
So that was a weird decision, and the field goal is no good, and so they're still down. Plus, New England takes over now at the 41.
And I'll say this, too. While you can stop the clock, maybe if you make up that first down, you don't. You let that thing wind down. Maybe you're kicking a field goal now with 30 seconds left for
right,
the win.
Right.
That's 20 yards further up.
So now you're thinking New England's got the ball. They're in really good field position. Just got a couple of minutes left. If they can get a first down or two, this might be ball game. They don't have to move very far to get into field goal range. That might be ball game. And then Trayvon Diggs makes another appearance. And on a second down throw, the throw was high, off Bourne's hands, and Diggs is in the right place at the right time. I almost felt a tremor in the Metroplex. It felt like there was a little earthquake because of the magnitude, the change in momentum, the fact that it was Trayvon Diggs, the fact that it was a pick six. That was an amazing moment.
It was. There he is again around the ball and making a break on the ball. And it, yes, it was a break, but I can think of, I don't know, two dozen examples of Cowboy defensive backs dropping that
right.
over the last 5 years or
no
so.
Doubt.
And if they did catch it, they wouldn't return it for a touchdown like he did.
His seventh pick in six games. I saw a couple of Vegas charts yesterday. They now have him as the front runner for not only Defensive Player of the Year, but MVP. And why not?
He's incredible.
Why not? What he's doing is record stuff.
And I guess not even completely healthy in doing all this.
Right. Oh, do you remember the moment yesterday where he punched, I think it was Harry, in the face?
Yeah.
He got a flag for that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. We need those hands.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, you could still play that position with, you know, a finger taped up or something like that, but we want him at full strength.
Yeah.
They go for two there. I said an hour ago that I wasn't sure about that decision. My math was off. Let me correct myself. That was the right call by McCarthy to go for two there. Now, it came back to bite him a little bit, but I think that's the right call there. You're up 26-21.
Yeah.
And if you go for one, you're only up six.
You're still going to be by a touchdown.
Yeah. So that, let me correct myself. That's the correct call by McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
It failed, and it ended up leading to overtime, but that took perfect hindsight to have known that that's what was going to happen.
Sure.
So that was the right call. They failed, though, so they're only up five now with 2.5 to go. And then you think Dallas has all the momentum. There is no way this New England team can now drive and score a touchdown because that's what they need. And sure enough, on the next play, they get a 75-yard touchdown
wow.
to Bourne, who burns Diggs, who bit on the out and up. And what a crazy momentum shift that was.
It was. And, you know, it looked like, I almost thought that watching it again, that maybe Diggs was baiting him just like he did the week before against the Giants, that
mm-hmm.
go ahead and throw it and I'll just jump up and pick it off. But then it looked like maybe he saw Casey coming over, and we had an anonymous source say, it looks like Casey thought that he was going to have an interception because his palms are up like he's going to catch it.
Yeah. Yes, thanks to our anonymous source who was at the game yesterday, who said he thought KZ was thinking, I've got an uncontested pick here.
So he was playing ball, not even seeing the receiver, really. Seeing that Bourne was in position to make the catch?
That makes sense, but I still don't think that's a good play.
By him? No, not
you're,
at all.
You're the last line of defense.
That should have gone incomplete.
Yeah. Shocking moment. And then they successfully convert on the two-point conversion. And so now they're up a field goal, 29-26. I still felt okay because Dak has been so good in the fourth quarter.
You got time.
I thought they could move into position. Yeah, they had starting the drive ball at their own 30 with 2:05. They had a couple of timeouts, the two-minute warning. I still thought the Cowboys were okay. I thought we were at least going to overtime. But on that 4th and 5, I thought that might be ball game before the ball was snapped. I'm thinking,
yeah, that's a tough one to pick up.
I'm thinking New England's got the crowd going crazy. 4th and 5 against a Belichick defense is not easy, and it took the catch of the game by Cedric Wilson to keep that drive alive.
Boy, no kidding. What a leap that was to come down with that. And when that ball's in the air, I'm thinking that's going incomplete. They are about to lose this game. And Wilson climbed that ladder and brought it down. Now, after he made that catch, I don't know about you, and maybe because I was looking for a cover, I was thinking, score the touchdown. You've still got plenty of time to work and score in the game here. Don't take your chances in overtime.
Yeah.
But they just played for a field goal.
I thought that too, and I thought they could score a touchdown. I don't know if you noticed how gassed the New England pass rush was. Did you see?
No,
Judon?
They're out of juice, huh?
He was. I mean, go back and watch that last drive. I know you will for upon further review. Watch the New England defenders, especially on the front line. They at the snap of the ball, they would just stand up. Some of them weren't even running. Some were just walking. But Dallas was gassed too. I think their receivers were gassed. Everybody was gassed at that point. But I thought New England's defense was there for the taking because they were on flat empty because Dallas had run twice as many plays as New England yesterday.
Yeah. How about the Lamb catch on 3rd and 25? They don't convert. I mean, what if they have 4th and 25? What do they do? They got to go for it and try to pick it up.
Yeah, that was the moment where there were two penalties on Connor Williams on the same play, holding and unsportsmanlike conduct, but you could only accept one of them. So they took the 15-yarder, obviously. That created a 3rd and 25, and then Dak hits CeeDee for 24. And then here's another weird moment for the coach. It's 4th and 1. You're faced with either going for it or trying a 49-yard field goal, and you have one timeout, so he calls it with 24 seconds left. And this was a little confusing. I guess I understand it if he called it to decide. Wait, I need another minute to decide if we want to kick it here or if we want to go for it here. And he decides to run Zuerlein out. But I'm thinking that's part of the process on that last drive, that you know if you're going to go for it or if you're going to kick a field goal. And most coaches, I would say, there would tick it down to 4 and take the timeout or would have gone for it there. I'm not necessarily saying that the field goal was the bad call. I just thought the clock management was weird.
I did too. I would have liked the timeout a long before then, either on one of the other plays or after the catch by Lamb. And my idea was go for it. Don't leave it up to a 49-yarder. To me, I think my chances are better making a 4th and 1, especially if what you're saying about the New England defense being tired.
Yeah.
I think you can make a yard there, play for the touchdown, win the game there.
I wouldn't have had a problem with him going for it on 4th and 1, and I didn't really have a problem with him kicking the field goal either. The problem I had was, why are you leaving New England 20 seconds and a timeout?
Right.
I think every NFL coach, if you're kicking the field goal, you tick it down to 4 seconds.
Yeah.
That's going to be the last play. We're either going to overtime or it's over. We're not going to give New England a shot at getting a field goal themselves and winning it in regulation.
Luckily, they just ran one play and we're ready to go to OT.
Yep. And then in overtime, New England wins the toss, and my first thought was, there's no way that New England offense drives 70 yards on Dallas and ends the game here. The Cowboys are going to get a shot, and the Cowboys are going to probably win this, because when a team like New England scraps and claws and fights to get it to overtime, they're an underdog. They don't have the talent Dallas does. That team almost always loses in overtime because odds catch up with them.
Yeah, and it did there. They couldn't convert that third and three. That was it's pretty good defense, but it was also, I don't know if they had the right play. Boy, if I was them, I think I keep running it. I think they had something there running the ball against Dallas. But
was that not a face mask on Anthony Brown?
Sure looked like it.
I thought it was. I thought Dallas, as much as everybody complained about the officials, I thought they dodged a bullet there.
Yes, big one.
So the Cowboys are going to get it after they stop them on third down, start at their own 20, very methodical drive, and get into field goal range. Why not end it with a touchdown, Dak to CeeDee?
And I thought Roman did a good job talking about that play. That's the one they tried to run the Noah Brown earlier, and timeout got called.
Yep.
And just dragging him across the field in single coverage. And you could see Lamb, he put his arm up 15 yards into that thing. We got him here.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they did. Somehow Dak strains his calf. We'll see how bad that is today. As someone said, they come in all shapes and sizes, those calf strains. What if that's a bad one?
Well, what a great time for the off week, right?
Yeah.
Dallas now has next weekend off. They'll play the Vikings in 2 weeks. And, yeah, we'll see. He didn't seem too concerned about it after the game.
No.
And I'm going to guess having 2 weeks he'll be fine, but yeah, we'll get more details on that probably today or tomorrow. David will join us at 9:35, the Ranch Report, and I'm sure he'll have an update on Dak. What a game. We've said this a lot in almost 30 years doing this show, that was the craziest Cowboy game ever. I don't know if it was the craziest, but it was top 10 for sure.
I know it's a game they would have lost last year or the year before, or 5 mm-hmm. years ago or 10 years ago. You just don't win games like that when you make that many mistakes. But this team has something about them that they can pull out games like that.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.